Don and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.
And Arian has always been, Arian's got bigger fish to fry. One of the stories on ESPN today was Arian really doesn't need football. You know, he's going to get an incentive-laden deal probably somewhere, but he's not like other guys that the only thing that they can do is football, which is a good thing for Arian, not such a great thing for the NFL, I think, in that, you know, the team that gets him, are you getting a guy that's totally dedicated? That's one of the questions I think that the Texans may have been asking, too, is, you know, this is a guy that played 25 of the last 49 games.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
But does that is that more on just how the guy is built and what happens in terms of, as Bob McNair called him, soft tissue? Or is that more of a statement on his work ethic? Because he never struck me as a guy who didn't work hard.
No, he worked hard.
He worked his ass off. But sometimes you're just blessed with what you have. And your genetics, unfortunately, sometimes you get injured a lot.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know if that – I don't think there's a direct correlation with not working hard enough or working too hard or working hard and getting unfortunate injuries, being in a game down 20 when it doesn't matter.
You know – remember when the Texans went to New Orleans for preseason?
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago? You know, we were doing it here. We went, and I asked him, I think that was the year after his breakout year. That was the next preseason after his breakout year. And I asked him about his work and how hard he works. And he was a little bit taken aback. He was like, dude, I'm not working any different, or, you know, I work my ass off. You know, I don't know why this is any different than any other time, why anybody thinks that it's different than any other time. I'm a hard worker. And he was. And maybe it took a toll on his body in that, yeah, he broke down. He just flat out broke down. And, you know, can we stop with the rhetoric about Bill O'Brien playing him against Miami and it ended his career? Can we stop? Because he made a cut. It wasn't even like he was hit. So that could have happened in practice. You mean like the first preseason practice where he tore up his groin when he wasn't even hit? I mean, he wasn't even hit in that Miami game, but it's Bill O'Brien's fault because he was playing him in a game. Really?
I'm on the opposite side of that. Why was he in the game?
Because you got to play players, because players have to play.
Down 20, and there was how much time? Like 4 minutes left in the game?
But he could have done, Raheel, if he's making a cut and he falls down and he's out for the season, he could have done that at any time, anywhere.
I get it, and he could have done that in a close game. But why was he in at that point?
What's the difference? He would have done it anyway.
No, that's not true. We don't know if he would have done it. We don't know if he would have done it. I
can see if he's in a he gets hit and somebody takes out his knee and you go, oh, well, what, you know, what the hell? He made a cut and he was out for the season. I mean, that means it's going to blow. At some point, it's going to blow.
To me, it's all right. It's not Bill O'Brien's fault that the injury happened, and I'm with you. It could have happened in any other game. It could have happened in the next game. It could have happened in the first play of the next game. But my thing is, he shouldn't have been out there. None of the starters should have been out there at that point that you could have done without. That was my only thing.
If it didn't happen then, it would have happened sometime. It would have happened. It's not like somebody came from behind. It wasn't like the Cushing injury where he got a chop block from behind and you're like, what the bleep?
Yeah.
He made a cut and went down and he's out for the year. That can happen. It happened in the first preseason practice. Tore up his groin on a cut.
Yeah.
So,
that's why he's known as
soft tissue.
Yeah.
He's soft tissue.
At the end of a game, though, after you've played a whole game, there's no reason for a starter to be in there. Is there more likelihood of an injury after a whole game as opposed to the first play of the game? Those are all different things. You know, I don't know. There's no correlation there.
Is it more likely in the first preseason practice or in the last game of the year? Because it happened to have been in the first preseason practice.
I'm not arguing the groin stuff. That's just soft tissue Foster. That's him.
And so was this.
An Achilles, though? It could be busted up. You're tired from the whole game. I don't know. But why was he in there? My argument is
this happened in the first play of the game, too.
Yeah. So, but why is he in there at the end of the game when he doesn't need to be? I would be okay if he blows it out the first game or the first play of the next game. I'm like, okay, you know what? It was meant to be. But there's always in the back of my mind, at least, is,
not me. If he's not in there, guy's got to play. I mean, if you can't even get on the field because I don't care what the score. So DeAndre Hopkins, how come nobody's complaining about DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, I think people were. I think everyone was.
Well, I was wondering why he was in the game, but you know what? If it wasn't for him, how many yards did he get? He scores touchdowns, and we're looking at his numbers and going, holy crap, this guy's one of the best receivers in the NFL because he's catching passes down 30 against Atlanta.
John, I'm not arguing the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter.
He was into the fourth quarter.
You're trying to make a comeback. I still get that point. But when did Arians' injury happen? It was super late in the fourth quarter. It wasn't like it wasn't a comeback moment. You were still down 20. You're trying to score. To make it what?
No, the DeAndre Hopkins stuff was late in the game. He's still out there late in the game when they weren't going to come back and win.
He shouldn't have been out late in the game.
Well, guys got to play, though. I don't get this.
Why do guys have to play when the game's over?
It's just like the last week of the season when you've clinched a playoff berth, when you've clinched home field advantage. You know what? Go ahead and don't play that week because you're not playing the next week. So you're going to take 3 weeks off before you go into the playoffs.
Okay.
No, you got to play. Okay. Guys have to play. It's a game. You got to play.
Okay, so you're at that point, you're playing. You go three quarters, maybe four and a half, or three and a half quarters, right? And you're still playing for something realistically for the season, right?
Right. Or Arian needed some work because he missed how much time to start the year. Or maybe Arian needed some time, too. Maybe Arian needed to be on the field as
work
well.
He like, down 20 with how many minutes? I'm going to get the exact minutes here in a second because I don't want to say the wrong minute here when it happened. But to me, he shouldn't have been out there. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, right? Mine is, yeah. Guy's got to play.
Yeah.
Guy's got to play.
Dell, what's your opinion? How about you have an opinion here? Huh? What will you remember Arian as? What will your fondest memory of Arian Foster be?
My fondest memory? Mm-hmm. Of Arian would be how good he was around the goal line. How he had a real nose to score. He's the best running back the Texans have ever had. That's not even a question.
Dominic Davis?
Oh, please.
John and Raheel with Dell. ESPN 97.5.